DNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. This is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We're brought to you by North State Consultants, the best consultants in the world. And that's by appointment only, though, so don't just show up at the office unless you have an appointment.
Yeah, because we probably won't talk to you.
Probably not. 530-221-0101. And if you... I guess I'm here in the studio with... I think I'm here. Last time I checked. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda Kent.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Rachel, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
Who hosts her own show, by the way.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
It's called The Kitchen Sink. It's on every Sunday at 4. And this Sunday, we're going to have Bo Garland from the Northern California Clinical Research Center talking about their trials that they do here in Redding.
Nice.
It's his second appearance, so we're excited.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. You bet. Okay, so today is December 15th, 2012, and today, I guess, is going to be Sheriff John Lopie, I believe, from
Yeah, he's
County.
Supposed to be calling in this morning.
Okay, well, let's get our housekeeping done here before. Have you got any veterans events?
Yes, we have the Northern California, at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, we have Race Across America today. The ceremony, the services start at 12. And they will have the color guards, Pledge of Allegiance. I guess they have some of the school children speaking out there. That will last till about 1 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, we will place the wreaths on the gravesite.
The wreaths? The wreaths. Who gave you that flyer? Was that the guys that were on right here before
us? Oh, no.
We
can't talk about Dave and Arnie.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no.
No, we don't.
No. We never talk about them.
Yeah, we never talk about.
But yeah, we do this every year out there at the cemetery. It's everybody should get involved and check it out there. It's nice to do. It's nice to pay our honors and respect out there. So.
Very good. So show up out there and pay your respects to the soldiers that gave everything.
That's right.
Okay, and the ones that gave as much as they could. Because some of them actually aren't combat veterans.
That's true.
Yeah, they're just veterans. So
that's true.
Just veterans in general. Pay respect. They deserve it.
Yeah.
So our first quote, excuse me, and our only, well, our first quote, I guess, you don't know who is important until you actually lose them. That's Mahatma Gandhi. And that kind of, you know, we kind of wanted to, our music today is going to be a little bit themed on what happened yesterday in Connecticut. You know, we don't want to jump on the board or on the bandwagon with all the news media. You know, it's an important event and everything, but gosh, sometimes you can just get saturated to the point of, you know, sadness, you know. So anyway, we wanted to acknowledge the fact.
Yes, we want to let them know that they are in our heart.
Yeah, that's such a tragedy. So with that, let's see. I do have a couple of articles here. The first one is, you know, there's a couple of Obama challenges going on at the Supreme Court of Alabama, the Supreme Court of California, actually, and the Supreme Court.
Really?
Yes, of Florida. You know, how that just doesn't make the news. I guess that the fact that there's an eligibility challenge, and these actually could go someplace this time because in California, I doubt it. But the one in Alabama and the one in Florida, there could be some problems here for the president because there is so much evidence to the fact that he's not eligible. And the judge in Alabama is a strict constitutionalist and totally believes in the rule of law, which is completely contrary to what we've been doing. And there's been affidavits submitted on behalf of Sheriff Arpaio's investigation. They're going way forward, this thing. This thing's not coming to a conclusion at all. And just because the mainstream media ignores all this doesn't mean that it's not happening. So regardless of how you feel about it, the fact that it's not being... It's that it's being blacked out should
tell you a little something.
Well, that should send
going
up some,
on.
That should send up some red flags for anybody who believes in the press being the watchdog over the government. So, anyway, that's happening. And then the other thing that I wanted to go over, I've got so much to go over. We never have enough time. But and this whole idea on the taxes and the cliff as we
the fiscal cliff,
yeah, the cliff we've already gone over and we're ready to hit bottom. You know, this whole joke of get those rich guys. You know, what people don't realize is they're going to be the ones paying it. And for people who think that we don't pay enough in taxes, you know, I've got a list here. This comes from the Economic Collapse blog.com. And, you know, think about this, building permits, capital gains, cigarettes tax, court fines, dog licenses, driver's license fees, unemployment taxes, fishing license taxes, food license taxes, gasoline taxes, gift taxes, hunting license taxes, inheritance taxes, inventory taxes, IRS charges you interest on taxes, IRS penalties on top of the tax, liquor tax, luxury tax, marriage license tax, Medicare tax, Medicare tax surcharge on high earning Americans under Obamacare. Obamacare individual mandate exercise tax, Obamacare surtax on investment income, property taxes, recreational vehicle taxes, toll booth taxes, cell taxes, self-employment taxes, school taxes, septic permit taxes, service charge taxes, social security taxes, state unemployment taxes, tanning tax, telephone federal excise taxes, telephone federal universal service fee taxes, telephone minimum usage surcharge taxes, telephone state and local taxes, tire taxes, toll taxes, traffic fines, utility taxes, vehicle registration taxes, and workers' compensation taxes. So if you guys are wondering why you're broke out there, maybe you ought to just reflect on that, because these are all taxes that nobody's talking about. Oh, well, nobody's paying. Get those evil rich guys. Well, the real deal is that if you took everything from everyone, it doesn't really matter anyway, because we're that far in debt. And, you know, I guess the fact that you're spending a 1.4 or whatever it is trillion over the budget, you know, of what you're collecting, non-issue. Yeah, just keep thinking.
Yeah.
Debts don't matter until you crash. Okay.
In California, we have a lot more taxes that go with that, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, everybody thinks that, get those evil rich guys or nobody's paying any taxes. Think about that for a second. Everybody's getting hammered here with hidden taxes across the board, and it's just utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I got my registration for my vehicle. This is the only state that I've lived in that the older your vehicle gets, the higher your registration goes. Okay, explain this to me, folks.
Well, you're funding the high-speed rail to nowhere.
Oh, that's right.
That's right, the big dig. Oh, boy. So there you have it. So anybody who thinks they're not paying taxes, you need your head examined. So... okay, so what do we got next? We got about a minute here or so.
Yeah.
1 minute. Should we dance?
Go ahead.
Yeah. There you go, Rachel. Hey, she's doing the swing.
There we go.
There you go. Have it. Okay, so I think with that we'll go to a break here, and then we'll come back, and
Sheriff Lopey will call in for us.
If he doesn't.
And I was on the road, so.
Okay, if he doesn't, I got a filler, so. Anyway,
all right. That, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Sovereigns. What do you say after that song? Holy crap.
We might have to bring more music back. I think Rachel and I are, you guys are having a little hard time here.
On the verge of tears there, yeah. Yeah, I like that song. No, it's a great song. So we haven't got a hold of our guest yet. So this could be one of those, hey, let's dance.
Well, you never know what might have happened, so.
Yeah, exactly. He is the sheriff of Siskiyou County, and, you know, he has to prioritize things sometimes. So with that, I think what I'll do is I have a, let me see if I can find it here real quick. Yeah. Excuse me. I'm pulling it up now. Okay, here we go. I was going to talk about the fiscal cliff here a little bit, and I'm just going to read you a piece that I wrote here, and it's titled "If the debt can't be paid, it won't." This is an old adage in finance, and the truth of that statement cannot be denied, or can it? Well, sure it can, but the reality is it won't be paid. This is akin to an alcoholic saying, one more drink won't matter, but the reality will be different as the accumulated effects will tell the story in the long run. For a committed alcoholic who cannot stop, one drink always leads to another, and so it is with our debt. If we stop spending more than we take in, we will go through withdrawals. Well, it is similar to over-leveraging, it is similar to the over-leveraged spending politicians and their recipients. If they stop spending, the recipients will get the DTs and the ugliness of withdrawals. The problem is that the cumulative effects cannot be avoided. When one is fiscally imprudent, those with good credit status will fuel their addiction by increasing their debt load. However, it then becomes apparent to their creditors that they will become overextended and will be unable to pay back the loans. It is no different with government debt, except for one major difference. They can print. More accurately, they can counterfeit money at will. Since we have abandoned the constitutional gold standard in 1971 under Nixon, that was the check on government addiction to spending more than it takes in, Pandora's Bar and Grill has opened for business. The question becomes, how much paper script can you create that no longer represents real tangible money, i.e. gold and silver, before you are rushed to the Betty Ford Clinic, or worse, the hospital, because you have caused major damage to your economy and credit? You see, deficits do matter, unless, of course, you are an alcoholic politician addicted to spending more than you take in. It matters only when you can spend more, or you're headed for the economic morgue. One must understand that paper is not money. If we follow the Constitution as originally written, it is only supposed to represent money. There is a reason that the Constitution says only gold and silver coins were money. All the big government stooges and pundits will tell you that gold and silver is some outdated archaic metal with no real value. Gold is not money, Bernanke stated in his famous exchange with Congressman Ron Paul. Is he saying paper backed by nothing has value? Who benefits from the increase in the money supply? Who benefits from the interest charged on this conjured paper? Is debt money? Why was counterfeiting punishable by death in the colonies? This scam has been going on since Athens was a city-state. It allows a redistribution of wealth to whomever the government favors or wants to control by dependency. It allows deficit spending for a while until there is a wake-up, and there is always a wake-up. The wake-up can come in many different ways. It will be realized, will it be the realization that the government is getting bigger and out of control? Will it be when prices for consumer goods rise exponentially? Will it be when interest rates rise? When creditors no longer buy our debt because of the dollars become worthless? When we no longer have credit and our only choice to keep the plate spinning is to print more and more worthless pieces of paper? Your guess is as good as mine. One thing you can be sure of, though, it always ends badly. When it is mathematically impossible to pay the debt with the currency in existence, default on the debt by counterfeiting more worthless paper is inevitable. This is not all that complicated, but the American people, if they realized that their savings were being devalued, stolen through this sleight of hand, the revolution would have already started. Never waste a good crisis. All of this would be bad enough in itself, but politicians by nature are opportunists. Dictators come to power under these circumstances because power is attractive to potential dictators. Do dictators get a foothold with oppression or by deception? If the framework is in place, it is just a matter of time before a strong man steps in to save us. Historically, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it. So, you know, that's a piece I wrote. And I think it really says a lot about what's happening here. And, You know, we just had the fair market, the FMOC, the Fair Market Open Committee meeting with the Fed the other day. I think it was Wednesday. And now what they've done is they've basically tied the endless printing of money to the unemployment rate. In other words, until the unemployment rate goes down to 6.5%.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, you know, they're going to continue to produce, you know, roughly $85 billion of unbacked fiat currency a month into the market, either by buying bonds or mortgage-backed securities or all the above. So, you know, at some point in time, there is going to be the piper to pay. The last time they had this much money going into circulation, prices doubled. So you can get ready for that, and if you're not becoming self-reliant at this point, then you're just not.
Yeah, the prices are already going up, let alone doubling, you know.
Yeah, I mean, so it's on the way. You can hang your hat on it. It's a pretty much a given equation. You just have to understand it. A lot of people think it can't happen because they think that in a deflationary cycle, you can't print enough money, because it's being sucked out through government programs and other ways, so that it'll never inflate. But that's not true. At some, you know, a byproduct of that is that, you know, if you just keep printing and you're transferring wealth to the recipients of the money, which, the interest rates on the banking industry and so forth, it becomes a real problem. So anyway, let's move on to the next headline here.
Okay.
excuse me. A major Judicial Watch victory. This comes from, this is an update from Judicial Watch. This is from the desk of the president, Tom Fitton. And I think you can go to judicialwatch.com. I'm on their mailing list here. But anyway, major victory. Judge rules the election fraud lawsuit can continue. They achieved a significant legal victory this week, and it may lead to cleaner elections. On December 10th, 2011, the United States District Court for the Southern District of Indiana, Indianapolis Division, denied Indiana's motion to dismiss our historic election integrity lawsuit. That would be Judicial Watch versus King. I'll give you the numbers here. We allege that the state of Indiana failed to maintain clean voter registration lists as required by the National Voter Registration Act. And now they're going to have their day in court. Make no mistake, this is a huge victory for election integrity. True, the vote, the grassroots clean election watchdog, is both their client, and this is Judicial Watch, and a co-plaintiff in this important lawsuit. The state of Indiana had feebly offered the argument that Judicial Watch did not have the standing to bring the lawsuit and therefore could not sue the Indiana Secretary of State, Connie Lawson, and Indiana Elections Division Director J. Brad Kind and Trent Deckard in their official capacity, but Judge Lawson was having none of it. Evidently, he's not related to Connie. And ruled that the lawsuit can proceed in its entirety. By the way of review, this case began on February 6, 2012, when Judicial Watch notified Indiana elections officials by letter that the state was in violation of the NVRA Act, having failed to clean up its voter records to the extent that the number of persons registered to vote exceeded the total voting population in 12 Indiana counties.
Wow.
I mean, it's, you know, people want to ignore some of this voter fraud and some of this election problem, but you know, it's not going to go away. Just like the Obama eligibility issue is not going to go away. You know,
yeah, and people need to get more involved with that and know how the process works, and so they
absolutely
can, you know,
do your own homework.
Yeah, that's a lot of it is people don't know and aren't taking the time or weren't before.
Right.
So they need to get their education so they know how the process works, so we know if there is fraud and what to do about it.
Well, and the mainstream media is so in the bag, you have to do your homework on all this stuff because at this point in time, they've become extensions of the government across the board, Fox News, all of them. It doesn't matter which one, because there was even a reporter that came out of CNN, and said that they were being paid by the government to run different stories or to not run stories.
Whichever they saw fit from the White House, yeah.
So. It's a real problem out there, and, you know, a lot of people say, it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter. It does matter that we have integrity and morality in our legal system and that we follow the rule of law Because if you don't have rule of law, you will be ruled by men, soon followed by a tyrant.
And we need to get that done across the board, because if we don't have a good foundation, it's pretty hard to build a house.
It's like we talked about, you know. I mean, nobody wants to have any religion beat into the children, but you know something, you better have some kind of moral values. And what we're getting out of the media is there's nothing matters. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do as long as it makes you feel good. And that's why we're having some of the problems we're having.
Yep.
So we've got to, I think we're about ready for a break.
Just before we go, they can go to judicialwatch.org and get the information. It brings it right up on the front page
for the
folks out there. So I guess with that, I believe we're going to go to a break. If you have any questions or comments, please call in at 605-4567. And this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you, shine it on my heart, so you can see the truth. And this love I have inside, but for now I find it's only in my dreams. And I can change the world. I'll be the sunlight in your universe. You would think my love was there something good. Baby, if I could.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome two guests, recent congressional candidate and conservative activist Debbie Bacigalupi and David Spady, State Director of Americans for Prosperity here in California. We'll discuss the broad impact of new environmental regulations and how most Californians are still uninformed about their effects. We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460, KCNR.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown Restaurant and Bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. The holidays are coming, and we are currently taking reservations for our private banquet room. No rubber chickens on our menu. Tapas will make your event special. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown. Always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Didn't have a care in the world. Your mommy
United Sovereigns. No, we're not united. Not yet. We're just sovereign lions.
You said that earlier, and I was going to say something, but no, let's just run with it.
That was a Freudian slip. You know, I used to work for a company, United Sovereigns. That's why.
Is that a little flashback there?
Yeah, actually, he's still a good friend of mine. I talked to him the other day. He's up there in around the Grass Valley area.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, we're Sovereign Mind Radio. I knew that. Excuse me, I have a little bit of congestion today. All right, well, I'm going to read another thing. It looks like our guest probably couldn't make it, so we're going to fill in with some stuff. Here's another article that I wrote, and I'll read this. This is just talking about the financial cliff and plausible denial. Is it possible that the financial cliff is nothing more than political grandstanding at its best or worst, where both parties get what they want? Could it be that they want what they want most is plausible denial and re-election? When we look objectively at what happens when we go over the cliff, it's hard for me to believe otherwise. The Republicans say that they have to raise taxes on everyone because of the Democrats, and the Democrats say they have to cut back on spending for social programs because of the Republicans. Everybody wins, right? Or does everybody lose except the politicians who keep the blame game going while we fight amongst ourselves? Can it be that this was the plan all along? Obama is clearly not serious about cutting spending, and the Congress is clearly not serious about keeping their pledge to not raise taxes. The final outcome, everybody loses but them. The right-left paradigm, in my opinion, is very important for the establishment politicians to perpetuate. The divide-and-conquer strategy plays into the wheelhouse of both parties. I believe that the entrenched politicians are masters at keeping the voters divided using emotion and social issues. While every day that goes by, all of us as a whole lose more freedom and control over to our government. The government gets more powerful almost daily through hundreds, if not thousands, of government regulatory bodies that seem to have no regard for the Constitution or its limits on their authority. The President and the Congress know that you could take everything from every, quote, rich guy fat cats in the country, and it would not even put a dent in the debt or the deficit. The president's budget actually increases spending net spending against proposed cuts. Simple math tells you there's no real cuts at all. I believe that we are already over the cliff. The only question remains is how hard do we hit the bottom? The politicians have to keep the people divided. What would happen if the people realized that this was a game being played and united against this threat to our liberty as a whole? Can anyone honestly believe that the current administrations are benevolent and with everybody's best interest in mind? The right will say they do and the left will say they do. But in the end of the day, does the government just keep getting more powerful under both parties? It is said in the Bible, the rich ruleth over the poor and the borrower is servant to the lender. I think those words ring true regardless of your religious beliefs. Is keeping we the people in debt a form of slavery? If you have to work till June to pay your taxes every year, have you not become a debt serf and a vassal of the recipient? If the debt can never be repaid, does the burden not get passed down to your children and your grandchildren? This is exactly how the feudal system worked. Are we going forward as the progressives would have us believe, or backwards as common sense would indicate? A good friend of mine brought to my attention that this generation, the Y generation, did not care about freedom, but only about what they could get for themselves and what directly affected them. A generation of takers instead of producers. Will they stand up for their freedom? Football and iPods, are they more important? Has the constant barrage of propaganda made us believe that being a consumer is more important than being a merchant? Will our standard of living continue to decline as long as we continue down this path? Sadly, yes. The business of America used to be business, and minding your own business is how we prospered. Most of the colonists were independent business owners or aspired to be. We grew faster than any other nation in the history of the world because of limited government and no income taxes at all. The business of government used to be protecting us. Has the business of government become enslaving us? Can we find our roots? Can we discern the truth from the media spin? Time will tell. And that's the memo. So, I think that kind of says a lot of it.
Yeah, it does.
And, you know, we have this fiscal cliff that these guys, you know, are talking about. Oh, we got to fix it. And it doesn't look like they're even trying to fix it.
But they don't want to fix it.
I don't think they do, because now they can have this plausible denial that it's the other one's fault. Keep the thing going. And guess what happens? We cut all the spending on social, you know, across the board, which is we have to cut some spending. There's no question. And we raise taxes across the board on everyone.
Right.
And, you know, the thing is, we've got ourselves here. I don't believe that raising taxes is the answer to this at all. You know, you can't spend more than you take in. And it's funny, if you send a dollar to Washington, you get a nickel back to the spending programs.
That's a nice rate of return on your money.
Yeah, so 95% goes to administration. So if we just kept our money and cut them down, excuse me, to the legitimate constitutional authority that they're supposed to have, which is maintain an army for the protection of a foreign invasion and armies and protect the citizens from crime, you know. We talk about like the big Wall Street banks. I mean, these guys are getting away with murder these days. They can do anything they want and virtually are untouched, you know. And you know, so we all get everybody because of those guys. Well, wait a minute. You know, if the law was just being enforced on those guys, then it would make it better for everybody. So it's not a matter of getting the rich. It's a matter of enforcing the laws against anybody equally.
And that there's the key, equally.
Equal enforce, no, equal yeah. adjustment under justice under the law. And yeah. that's not what's occurring. It's based on how much money you have. So we get this, well, let's get the evil rich guys is the less paradigm. And that's ridiculous. It's not the evil rich guys that's the problem. It's the fact that we're not, we're not applying the law fairly across the board is
well,
the problem.
Well, yeah, this administration is, you know, doing whatever they want. They're not following the law.
No.
And they bypass Congress. They bypass many other things and just go ahead and do what they want.
Yeah, we got more czars than, you know, Peter the Great or Ivan the Terrible. You know, yeah. I mean, that's not constitutional. All this fiat executive order is not constitutional. But people don't realize how important the rule of law is until you don't have it. And we're getting close.
Yeah, we're getting real close, folks. So, again, you have to get involved and get educated and stop all this chaos amongst us and band together.
We got to start at the local level like we've been doing. Start re-electing guys that are going to stand for the Constitution at the local and state. You know, first local, then state, then federal. And that is what's starting to work, and that's what's going to bring it back. So,
there is a solution to the problem.
Absolutely.
Yes,
so,
there is. And with that, I guess we're going to go to a break. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes. The beating of people
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's very soothing, and that's kind of what I wanted to do for the show this this day. Is you know, it's time to maybe just ratchet it down a little bit. We're in the holidays here, and
yep.
You know, just kind of you know, not get too
over the top.
Yeah, not my not be my usual self. So.
But look out after the new year,
after
folks.
After the new year, I'm coming
we'll
back.
We'll be ramping it up.
That's right. Okay. So I have another article here that I wrote, and I'll just read that, and then we'll get into our final minutes here. Freedom, the quality or state of being free, as in the absence of necessities, coercion, or constraint on choice or action. It is a simple definition that should be easily understood, and yet I believe the word may be one of the most, misinterpreted in the language of man. I think the problem lies in the varying degrees of freedom is where it gets complicated. Total freedom would mean one could do anything that the heart desired or your mind could conceive. Depending on propensity for good or evil, that could lead to monumentally wonderful things or diabolically evil things. So far, for this evaluation, we will see if we can determine what is the acceptable amount of freedom that works best in a free society. Amazingly, it seems that everyone has a different idea of what that is, depending on your political, religious, education, upbringing, and any other thing that you might throw in there to influence one's life. Freedom has many different meanings for many different people. It is extremely hard to define how to apply a standard or a foundation to a civilized society that can be agreed upon by all. In America, the standard I was taught that as long as you harmed no one else, that was acceptable, i.e. the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. From a legal standpoint, it was up to the individual to govern themselves as long as no other parties were injured. When the government makes laws that restrict a person's natural right of self-governance, it is doomed to fail. Take drugs as an example. When the federal government decided to exercise power not delegated to it in the Constitution to regulate drug abuse, has it resulted in any less use? One cannot honestly say that it has been effective or even slowed down. I would like to know why the federal government had to pass an amendment to the U.S. Constitution to regulate alcohol, but not drugs or marijuana. What stops the majority of people from drug abuse is it's a bad idea, not because it was made illegal. You can stop a person from, can you stop a person from self-destruction? I say no. Only that individual can. It is impossible to stop a person who really wants to do it. It's really the individual's choice whether we like it or approve of it. Obviously, that is not a great choice. I'm not advocating drug abuse, just the individual's freedom to make the choice himself as the only way that you can effectively stop this undesirable behavior. You have to take the same approach as you do with an alcohol abuse program. A person has to want to fix the problem or see that it doesn't, you know, or see that he doesn't want to get trapped in that, in the first place. There are those who would say I'm advocating no restrictions at all. Not true. Let the states and the counties regulate to protect the young and injury to others as with alcohol. The question becomes who decides what the definition of freedom is as implemented in a legal framework so that society is able to flow, grow, and prosper as a whole. The answer lies in the Constitution as originally intended. It is the greatest framework for self-governance ever devised, but it requires Judeo-Christian morality and personal responsibility. Now, I didn't say that you had to be a Christian. I just said you have to have some morality and personal responsibility. We can never have a moral society where the government promotes dependency and social justice by taking one person's achievement and redistributing it to another. Because we were created equal does not mean we are all equal. Prosperity does not come from theft. It comes from the freedom to produce and create value, not for oneself, but always for the solving of the problem of others. We the people were the architects of that framework. It seems that we have become a nation not constrained by the rule of law and self-governance, but have morphed into an oligarchy ruled by groups of men who conspire to make the laws not for the governance of a free society, but for the control and their own enrichment. When Benjamin Franklin was asked, as he came out of our Constitutional Convention so long ago, what form of government they had constructed, he famously stated, "A republic if you can keep it." how prophetic that was, not because of defects in its construction, but in man's propensity to become comfortable in freedom's mantle and forget the gift given to them by the blood and treasure of so many other patriots that were willing to die to pass this great gift to their posterity. Can we preserve it? Yeah, time will tell.
Yep. Very good.
Anyway, those are some things that I've been writing here lately, and seeing how we didn't have any guests, I thought I might as well read them.
And that was good. That was good, and that may give people some time to think about different things in our Constitution and getting back to our founding fathers and what we need to do to move forward, for lack of better word.
You know,
there,
it's really about a moral compass and a moral foundation.
Is there a good website that folks who aren't real familiar with the Constitution could go to for to read it? You know, I know that there are places I've posted on my Facebook page a couple times, but I think that maybe you could go to the government or something, and if you don't know the Constitution, it's probably
I don't know if the government's good.
Yeah,
but
you know, the part of the
.gov, Constitution.gov.
Yeah, but there's like heritagecenter.com, I think.
Let's come up with some for next week.
Okay, we'll do
and
that.
And we'll bring them in, because the problem is that you got to be careful who's interpreting the Constitution.
Right.
Because, you know, in my studies over the years, I've found that the Constitution has changed and the intent has changed, and you have to kind of discriminate between what has been changed and why. So
the definition
of different things have changed. You know, look at the income
for
tax.
For some people,
you know, we threw all the tea in the harbor because of the taxes, and now we have all direct taxes. And you can see from what I read off on the list, that's a problem that also opens Pandora's box. So we've got to go back to the founding fathers' original intent.
Correct.
But you also have to start heading back to a moral society here, where people tell the truth, like the media, and people, you know, actually
and give people a good foundation. I mean, the kids these days have no foundation in the school system at all, and we need to get back to that.
Right.
Oh, believe me, I have teenagers in this school system right now, and it's not.
You know.
No, yeah, you have to educate your kids on your own.
Okay, I've got one of Franklin's virtues here, and then you can read the last of that. So,
okay, let's go.
Okay, the Franklin virtue that we're going to talk about today is silence. Speak not but what may benefit others or yourself. Avoid trifling conversation. So Franklin used to practice these every week or every month, each one, until he thought he would become the master of all of them. So we've already been through temperance and silence. So we'll go through the rest of them as we go every week. So
all right, there
that,
you go.
You have the
yes,
floor.
Don't forget to go out to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery today. Yeah, the services start at noon. We will start laying wreaths at 1 o'clock. There's a lot of good things going on. They're going to be presenting the colors, national anthem, pledge allegiance by third and fourth grade, leadership team. That's nice to see. We need to get more kids involved with that. And so please come out and show your respect and honors to everybody that is out there. And I think we're winding down here.
Yeah. Well, we got a couple minutes here, so let's see. We'd like to thank our guest, who maybe will show up next time.
Well, let's hope he's just safe and everything's okay out there, and we'll catch up with him later
It's a good thing we know how to tap dance.
We're learning more and more with that.
Yeah, we're getting better at it. So with that, let's see. I mean, we'd like to thank our sponsor, North State Consultants.
AmVets Ladies Auxiliary Number 4 has a meeting this Wednesday at 5:30 at Tobacco and Brew. If you'd like to know what we're doing, please stop by. We've got a lot of big projects coming up for the veterans in the North State this next year, so come join us.
Very good. We the People Radio tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and then the Tea Party meeting on Monday.
Monday, we're showing the movie Last Ounce of Courage. Is that it?
I think so.
So it will be a good thing to come out and check it out.
Very good. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. The government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
All right. And we'll see y'all next week. Have a Merry Christmas. In the meantime, I know it's not Christmas yet, but
there you go.
You know, with your shopping out there. So be safe.
All right. Very good.
This is KCNR Shasta, Redding.
On a dark flat land.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The victims of yesterday's shooting spree at a Connecticut elementary school are not being identified yet. We do know a little more about what happened. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manassos live in Newtown.
Chris, the question as to how the gunman got into this newly secured elementary school has been answered.
I believe he was not voluntarily let into the school at all, that he forced his way into the school, but that's as far as we can go on that.
Reports say that he shot his way, and police say 20-year-old Adam Lanza killed 27 people in Newtown before killing himself. Two pistols found in the school, a rifle found in the car that he drove, and we're told the medical examiner's office has ID'd all the victims and will soon release their names. Investigators also expect to be on scene for a couple more days, and they say the families are begging for privacy as they begin soul searching following this horrific chapter in their lives. Chris.
President Obama in his weekly address.
We have to come together and we're going to have to take meaningful action.